Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello and welcome to Opinionated Marketers. This week, Kieran and I are going to be looking at a somewhat contrarian idea, which is the fact that the high street may actually have more to offer rather than less. In this week, Economist, there's a very interesting article about Amazon looking at department stores. And it caused us to think that actually this is part of maybe a small trend coming forward, which is that not all is as gloomy on the high street, perhaps, as one might think. So the question really is, you know, has the high street got something to look forward to rather than just a continuous decline? Kieran, do we like department stores?
Yes. I think the answer is yes and no. And I think possibly it changes how you hold stock and inventory, in that I'm now much more confident and comfortable in the idea that I can go and look at something, feel it, touch it, but then order it online, which means potentially you don't necessarily have to have all of the colours and all of the sizes. So I think there are ways that the high street can reduce inventory and inventory stock problems, which is usually where the costs come, but also have something physical that you can touch. But it is true. And I also think we all got very excited last year, but the whole world was going online. You know, we were all doing quizzes online. We were meeting family online. And it was all very exciting and interesting and new. And it isn't now. And actually, it's got a bit boring. And I'm very sick of browsing online. And now I'm craving touching things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think the aspect which has been talked about for many, many decades is the idea of the experience economy in department stores especially is worth revisiting. The idea that you go shopping, yes, because you want to see things, means you want to do so in a pleasant environment. And many of the high street stores that have been put in place over the last few years are pretty poor places to go and get a retail experience. Department stores, on the other hand, those that are done properly, which allow space and innovation, are exciting places to go to, interesting places to go to, and places to spend time. It is the problem historically that one wanted to get as much sales and profit per square foot as possible, and therefore the finance motive removed the enjoyment motive for going shopping. And so I think you're absolutely right. Now we've got this good ability to combine. I want to go and see it. I want to have an enjoyable time seeing it, but I may well have it delivered at home rather than having to carry it. And I think that's, you know, an interesting change for the future. It is also interesting that some of the people who are the biggest proponents of e-commerce, such as Amazon, are now looking for this sort of level of innovation. The problem, of course, will be whether or not it will actually drive sufficient growth for these organisations, or whether or not they'll have to look elsewhere.
Well, the Apple stores have always been quite innovative in their way. I mean, both you and I have been to the Apple store in Covent Garden, which is, well, you wander into this vast warehouse, what it feels like a vast warehouse space, where you can sit and play with stuff. But if you actually want to go and buy, I was actually looking to buy, I don't know, I think it was a power adapter or something for the Apple, and I actually needed one. Trying to find the product and the till to actually spend my money turned out to be much harder than I expected. But there was an experience there. And if you want to sit and play with the latest Apple product, that is very definitely the place to go. And there's staff on hand to help you play with it so that you are physically interacting.
That reminds me that Apple was one of the first companies to introduce its own Apple Shop app, where you could go in and scan the barcode of an item in the store and pay for it on your phone and walk out with it. That's now become a fair norm for several grocery stores. Sainsbury's, Marks and Spencer's, Waitrose have all got now mobile phone apps where you can scan your own goods and basically walk out without having to queue up at the checkouts. And I think that probably highlights one of the aspects of what people want from shopping. They want the experience. They don't want the queuing up. They don't want the problems about paying. They want to enjoy what they're actually going out for, which is an enjoyable experience. And the result of which is you now have this hybrid, which you can walk into a department store and be asked, well, how would you like it? Would you like it delivered or do you want to take it with you? And if the delivery option is convenient, which in most instances it is these days, the tendency is you'll probably continue shopping and have it delivered. And I think that has changed the nature of the, if you like, the fatigue problem that one used to get when going shopping. So I think the high street as a hybrid has got an interesting future.
Yes, I think in fact what we're skirting around is also the rise of the physical. I know from the college's students, the fact that we provide physical books has always been quite a good thing. It's now a massive thing. It's something that's now mentioned as one of the top things that as our learners talk about when giving feedback. That ability to actually pick up something physical post-pandemic, when we have been so digitally pushed, is suddenly becoming really exciting. And you advocated right at the beginning of the pandemic that you actually thought the rise of physical printing, as in printing brochures and catalogues, was going to come back. And I seem to remember I slightly poo-pooed it, but I think in fact, annoyingly, you were correct that there is going to be a rise of wanting to touch things, wanting it. I've actually had my first Christmas catalogue through the door. Now, normally if that arrives in August, it's straight in the bin and I'm furious. This year I actually sat and read it over a cup of coffee. It was lovely. It was something to sit and read physically. It was great.
I think psychologically we spend so much of our time online, and especially millennials and younger generations have done so before the pandemic, but now it's become the point at which I think we've got to almost a tipping point, which says I want that counterpoint in my life. I want the physicality because I am a physical person. I live in the physical world. But I also want my online presence and my online economic presence, if you like, for shopping. Maybe we're now moving to a 50-50 environment where, you know, we actually expect the worlds to mirror each other or have the ability to intertwine seamlessly. And certainly I think it's one where we do have to keep an eye on the trends of what consumers want, but also on the economics of what is required from the point of view of successful businesses. The returning of goods purchased online is a very costly exercise for many, many online e-commerce only stores. If they have a physical location for dropping off, say like Next and others, then that becomes even more convenient and indeed less costly. So I think there are economic issues here which mitigate the online only option.
Yes, and I think the other thing that we've talked about a lot is the issues of service. I mean, the fact that everywhere you phone now, you get told that they are experiencing high levels of calls. Yeah. And you're phoning at some obscure time of the day and you think you cannot be experiencing a high level of calls. Or if you are, for God's sake, staff up, which again is something else you and I have complained about. But I was very impressed. We actually physically went to a Halfords stall in order to buy something for the car. And the level of service I got meant that I actually was upsold beautifully. But I felt that I was listened to and what I wanted was explained and I wasn't treated as an idiot. And so often I find with online bots and chatbots, I almost feel like I'm being belittled, even though that's silly because it's a computer program, because I can't get what I want across. If you are going to stay digital and you're not going to have physical bricks and mortar, you do still need to have human interaction, because that also bridges that divide between digital and physical.
Yes, I agree. And I think we probably ought to have a separate conversation about what seems to be fake customer service these days. It is appalling for a large number of companies to say what they say when you phone up and to offer the very poor levels of customer service these days. And they seem to be, you know, making an excuse when they should be staffing up, as you quite rightly say. So I think you can't get away from that when it's a physical store. Obviously, you know, you can still have to queue, but there is more likely to be a way of having an interaction with the your brand that you want to support or follow. And you have the ability to also give feedback. And I think that is where stores can also help brands by bringing that relationship to life more. Whereas the online is very, very fraught these days. Thank you very much indeed, Kieran. I think we've opinionated on that one quite interestingly, and I think we will come back to it in the future as we see more trends in this marketplace.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content.
From Cambridge Marketing College.